Hi there. The word for you today is Satan is defeated. In 1 John 3 verse 8 we read the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Have you ever watched one of those TV shows where the police suddenly show up, surprise the criminal and say, "You're busted," then put them in handcuffs and take them off to jail? Well, that's a great picture of what Jesus did to Satan at the cross. This word destroy implies to come unglued or to fall apart. Think about that. Imagine the mortar crumbling and the wall coming down, or the spool running out of thread so that when the garment is picked up, it falls apart. On what basis would you like to fight Satan? By the power of your own intellect? Or by the power of God's word? By your own will, or by knowing and walking in God's will, standing on it and enforcing its terms? Have you ever watched when you turned on the lights in a dark room and cockroaches started to run for cover? You didn't do anything, you just turned on the light. Every wall Satan builds to keep you locked in crumbles when it's exposed to the light of God's word. Satan's act literally comes unglued, and it happens fast because light travels at 186,000 miles per second. Satan's greatest weapon is your ignorance of God's word. That's why he'll fight you over Bible reading more than over most other things. Jesus said in John 8:32, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." The truth in itself doesn't set you free. It's knowing the truth and standing on it in times of trouble and trusting God to do what he has said that empowers you not only to survive Satan's attacks, but to triumph over him.